So I was never so proficient at, you know, catching worms, catching frogs in the bungalows. I definitely had siblings of mine that were definitely much better than me. So the question is, are you allowed to catch worms? Are you allowed to catch frogs? Are you allowed to catch snails? Whatever you do in the bungalows, Shabbos afternoon is a good activity for the children. Is it mutter? Is it not mutter? What is permitted? You know, we obviously know there's a malacha of trapping. So is that considered trapping to catch a worm or, let's say, a snail or other, you know, creepy crawlers, salamanders? Right. So comes along Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that tzad svi yashen osuma. Let's say you capture a deer which is sleeping or it's blind. So easier to catch. It's a little bit sick. Chayiv. Chayiv da'araisa. Huh? I don't know. You know it's blind somehow. I don't know. It got its eyes poked out or something. However, chiger ochole ozaken. If it's an old deer or any other animal, whatever, but it's a sick deer or it's all lame, it's got a broken leg, then pater. What does pater mean in the context of Shabbos? Pater avo aser. It's aser the rabban. So it's pretty clear from here, Shulchan Aruch, that at least, what's the difference between if it's blind or whether it's a lame? So if it's blind, it's okay. If you touch it, it's going to run away very fast. If it's lame, it can't run away so fast. So it's not the araisa, says Mishnah Berurah. It's only the rabbanan, but it's still the rabbanan. I want to highlight. This is the point of the whole chabur. It's the rabbanan. You violated the rabbanan to catch a sick deer, which can't run away easily on Shabbos. You violated the rabbanan issur. Yeah.
So I don't know which we're in Gemara, but we're talking about if the deer runs into the barn and you close the door.
Okay, so that's also another issue. But here we're talking about a sick deer. This deer can't run anymore. He's lying on the floor moaning, this deer, and you go over him and you trap him.
Why would it be different if you close?
Well, you would think he's already trapped. Says the Mishnah, he's already trapped in some ways. He says it's not considered the rights of trapping because the deer can't run. The deer is lying on the floor moaning, however deers moan, that its leg got hit by a car now. But I don't know, so this deer is lying there as lame as anything, and you go over him and you easily trap him. You feel very tough that you could trap the deer. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos or not? So according to Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbanin it's us. You turn a few pages in Shulchan Aruch, same simon, Shintazayin, but Yud Beis, where the Ramah says a horse and a para, a cow, it's permitted to trap them if they're domesticated. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo shayach tzei the klal. I feel me the rabbanon. Even the rabbanon, there's no problem of trapping. You know why? Because they don't run away. He says, they're domesticated. He says, it ain't asuin we shamit mitachas yidei adam. They don't normally run away. You go over to, you know, it's a petting zoo. They come right to you, the animals. You have food in your hand. They come right to you. They're easily trapped. According to that, those animals, no problem at all to trap them. So now we go back to our question. What about creepy crawlers? So comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa and says a tremendous chiddush. He's the Mar Makom in the Sugya. Shamati, he quotes the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa in the top. He quotes these halachas. He says, Shamati me'agon Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the footnote. De lo aser midrabanan. It's only forbidden drabanan to trap a sick deer and sick animals because other deers, meaning a non-sick deer, it would be a violation of trapping to catch them. Elushu yashin ochola. This one happens to be sick, whatever. Masha enkin binimoa. If you have a little creepy crawler, nimoa is what? Ant or nimoa is a type of worm or something, right? A type of easily trapped animal. Uchidoma shebenakel efshar lekachta. Every idiot, even I can catch a worm, right? It's very easy. You just take a cup and you put it on the worm. Gamim darkel ischabe. Even if it's normally, this is the normal way to trap worms. Mikomakom ein zegeder shel tzeda. This is not called trapping. He says, and not even vlorak b'balichayim ha'metzuyim ben anoshim. Even if you have an animal in the wild, you have a very wild worm, I don't know, which is not normally snail, some crazy forest snail, which is not, you know, is never rainforest snail, which doesn't move very fast either, but it's not normally caught. He says, ain't a metzuyim ben anoshim klalkon tzav. He says, what about a turtle? That's a good example, better than my rainforest snail, yeah? You have a turtle, he says, it's not normally caught. It may darkum of roch of a nakalev shalachos, but you can catch him easily. Mistaber the rock me shall muktza us. maser with tovsum v'lo mishum tzeda. So to touch him with your hands may be muksa, but to take a cup, put it on top of a worm, put it on top of a turtle, put it on top of a snail would be totally okay, completely mutter. Pretty wild. We just said that if to catch a sick deer was the rabbanan, but now to catch a snail is completely mutter, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Farbach. That just made your summer activities a lot more fun. Everything is good. Is that how we pask? The problem is that there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says there are shmona shrutzim, 8 creepy crawlers, and if you catch them, you're chayav on Shabbos. What are some of the creepy crawlers? Chomet. What's chomet? If you look at Google Translate, you get nothing. I tried it. But I think a chomet, usually Google Translate's pretty good. Chomet, I think, is a snail. What's another one? Tzav. What's a tzav?
Turtle.
Are those fast or are those slow?
Super slow.
And yet, they're one of the shmona shrutzim, which is a mafurisha mishnah, that says you're chayiv to trap them. We have a little bit of a problem against Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So in a newer edition of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, volume 3, which I don't have, it's not in the 2-volume set, but the fancier volume, you look inside there, he says, well, there is another Ma'ar Makom which you need to know, and it's based on a Tosus written Chagiga, which says that there are two types of turtles and two types of snails. The Shmona Shrutzim that the Mishnah is talking about, I guess it's talking about a speedy snail, or a speedy chomet, whatever a chomet is, or a speedy tzav. You know what it says? You know what a tzav is? A speedy tzav, a speedy turtle? He calls it a frog. He says it's like a frog. It says it's similar to a frog. So again, I don't know what's going on over here. But the shmona shrutzim that we're talking about were obviously not slow, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, because if they were slow, there'd be no chiv to catch, there's no problem to catch them. So rather, those shmona shrutzim must be talking about speedy, creepy crawlers that are obviously very fast. He calls it tzav, so that tzav must be like a frog. Frogs, obviously, you have to be a pretty big expert to catch the frog. They're jumpy, obviously, and therefore, for those, there would be a problem on Shabbos. But a snail or a worm or anything like that, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, is totally okay. Comes along the Arch of Shabbos and says, I've got a problem. What about, there's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, Mefurish, says explicitly, if you're tzad, if you catch tola'im, worms on Shabbos, you're chayiv. So now we're back to square one. Worms are what? Fast or slow?
Slow.
Presumably slow. And here you have an Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which seems to go against that Tosus Rid, and seems to say you catch him on Shabbos. You have a problem. So how does Arch HaShabbos deal with it? Didn't Reb Shlomo Zalman just say it's mutter? He says, yeah, guess what? I like you on Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach. And he writes, and he quotes in the name of, he says, he quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he says, from this Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's mafurish atzad tola mechalzonos, I guess a chilazon, your chayiv. So these like type of snails or like these worms are chayiv. V'chein shamanu b'shem agon Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, unfortunately now is at Sal, lesar b'zeh. So Rabbi Yashiv would say, no matter how slow your creepy crawlers are, you're chayiv on Shabbos. So you have a huge machlokas of Shlomo Zalman Arbach would say creepy crawlers that are slow, you are allowed to catch. Rabbi Eliyashiv would say it's usher. Rabbi Shevet Alevi says it's usher as well. So that's our ending of the Chabura. But I'll just add one more line, one more lumdis. So you have this big machlokas, how do you paskin? I don't know. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, how to paskin halacha lamaisa. If you have a machlokas of Shlomo Zalman versus Rabbi Eliyashiv, it's a pretty tough machlokas to be machriya, and I'm definitely not going to be machriya there. But you see, it's a hard machlokas. But I just want to add one sentence more of lumdis. So I saw from Nissen Kaplan, right, who was from the mirror, now started his own yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, right? Just started. So he says a beautiful lumdis. He says, what's it based upon, this machlokas? Are you allowed, if you catch a slow snail on Shabbos, are you chayiv to Rabban or not? So you have to go back to our sick deer. What was the reason why the sick deer was chayiv to trap it? Is it a big klintz to catch a sick deer? No. He's lying there moaning on the side of the road, and you want to trap it on Shabbos. What's the big deal, right? But yet we say you're chayiv to Rabban. So you could say two reasons. Number one, you could say, well, if I catch a sick deer, I'm going to come to catch a non-sick deer. You're going to try to catch it. That's going to be a problem. So according to that reasoning, is it a problem to catch a snail on Shabbos? No, because there's no fast snails. No, all snails are slow, presumably. And therefore, you can't say, oh, if I catch this snail, I'm going to come to catch a faster snail. That doesn't work. If you have a deer which is moaning on the ground, then you could say, I'm going to come to catch a fast deer. That's a problem. But snails, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, not a problem according to that reason. But if you say a different reason, what's the reason why you're not allowed to catch a sick deer? If you say, because look, even if a sick deer can't run very fast, Lamaisa, he could hobble a little bit. And when I put a net around him, now he can't move at all. I've now trapped him. Okay, I didn't do such a big trapping, but I did a little trap, because now he's stuck, completely stuck. Now apply that to a snail. A snail, it moves really slow, right? But eventually the snail is going to make it from one side of this park to the other side of the park. And when you put a cup on it, you're preventing that one side of the park to the other side of the park. So therefore, that would also be just like trapping a sick deer. And maybe if you say that's the reason why a sick deer is usher, a snail would be usher as well. That's the two ways. And depending on how you understand why catching a sick deer is usher would apply to a snail. Halacha l'maisa, you have to ask the Rav how to paskin l'maisa. It would seem to be it's a big machlokas. Are you allowed to catch snails on campus?